So what do we take away from all this? Jesus welcomes into discipleship even those with wrong-headed ideas about his mission. Peter wasn't the only disciple who held warped ideological views regarding the nature of the kingdom of God. When James and John suggested calling down fire on a Samaritan village, Jesus sternly rebuked them, saying, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of." Often the disciples' concept of the kingdom of God was either misguided or completely antithetical to Jesus' kingdom mission. However, even in their wrongness, Jesus did not ban them from following him. We may have sharp disagreements with others in the body of Christ. We may even be able to identify certain theological and ideological agendas that we deem to be dangerous. We must be careful not to dismiss and disqualify those whom Jesus has welcomed to the table. Actual discipleship is a lifelong expedition. Discipleship is a process, not a status. Anyone who is on the journey with Jesus will encounter some unexpected twists and turns along the way. Peter is a prime example. Theology will change. Viewpoints will be tweaked. The course will be adjusted. Not every idea one picks up is worth holding on to. We must not get impatient and dismissive of others who we perceive to be further behind. We can certainly extend help when appropriate. But not everyone's journey with Jesus will look exactly the same. We must be okay with that. Leaders must be willing to be misunderstood. No matter how skilled one may be at communication, people always receive and assess through their own internal filter. This inevitably opens the door for misunderstanding and misrepresentation. If Christ, the perfect human being, could be misunderstood and misrepresented, then we who follow him will certainly endure our fair share as well. As with Peter, sometimes there is no way to talk someone out of a misguided viewpoint. In those cases, we can only step back and allow God the time and space necessary to chip away at those rough edges. The same Peter who cut off a soldier's ear would later follow his Savior by taking up his own cross. It took several decades for Peter to arrive at that point through lots of heartbreak, frustration, and disillusionment. But he finally arrived. God is not in a hurry. God is in it for the long haul. In the meantime, leaders must be willing to submit to God's pace and take joy in the opportunity to imitate Christ.